Aftershocks. Written by Anne Fine and read by Matthew Biddulph. I hadn't noticed up till then, but she was right. When you looked closely, you could see that some of the workers were trying to conceal the tools of their trade in the folds of their overalls or behind their backs. Presumably, someone in charge had asked them to display a few token claw hammers and pipe wrenches and stuff, but they were obviously unhappy about this proof of their involvement in the project. We wandered back in time along the series of photos, watching the roof of the pumping station disappear and its massive sidewalls gradually getting lower. Untidy scatterings of cut pipe gradually grew in length, to finally be seen stacked in their original piles. Elsewhere in the compound, untidy, leftover heaps of sand and cement increased in size along the line of photographs, till each became a massive, freshly delivered mountain, before both suddenly vanished with no trace. By then, of course, we knew that we were standing in front of what had been the very first photo, the chosen site, a section of untouched ground hard up against the ridge fold. There was faint, spidery writing underneath, and I could just make out the words, Spi Ruarad. I hadn't got the slightest idea how to pronounce it, so I pointed. What does that mean? Dad turned to Valentina.
Over to you. You're the local expert.
She made a face.
I haven't the least idea.
And why? I asked her. Did they decide to build the station right up against the ridge, with all the extra bother of blocking off that cave or tunnel or whatever?
What cave? What tunnel?
Again, I pointed, and they peered more closely at the dark and twisted shadow on the ridge.
Creepy, said Miles. It's the exact same shape as that weird face we saw.
I hadn't realized till he spoke, but yes, the shadow was the same long and cadaverous shape, down to an even darker patch that matched the weirdly gaping mouth we'd seen on the rock face. But it was something else that interested Dad.
Louis's quite right. It does seem odd to choose to build the station hard up against a rock irregularity like that.
No way of finding out the reason now, said Miles.
I said, that caretaker might know. Dad brushed off the idea.
Too long ago. He wouldn't have been around.
But Valentina backed me up.
He'll have been told. That's what they do to pass the time in dead-end places like these. They endlessly chew over the small potatoes of their ancestors' past lives. While he was growing up, his grandparents probably bored him over and over with every detail of the building of this plant.
We must remember to ask him when he gets back. He never did come back. We never saw the caretaker again.